two words likely to strike fear into anyone in sales, and those two words are cold calling. Not everyone in sales likes cold calling, but to be honest, it shouldn't just be a sales activity. I think in larger organizations, everyone from the sales director down should be participating in cold calling on a regular basis. Perhaps for smaller organizations, then it should be a lot wider than that. Maybe even the entire company should participate in cold calling. But what is cold calling? Well, we know it's about contacting potential customers of the future. Maybe you could consider that there are flavors of cold calling, you know, customers you've not spoken to for some time. You could even use some of the following techniques we're going to go through now for potential suppliers of the future. But let's be clear, cold calling is not grab a phone number, get the phone and hit it and away we go. Yes, we perhaps need some of that kind of attitude in doing some of this, but cold calling itself is a lot more than that. And we need to segment the customers, we need to build a script, we need to know how to deal with objections and voicemail, and we need a follow-up. And we'll go through all of those in turn. But before we do, we need to start with what is called the compelling event. Now, if I'm calling a customer, the compelling event for me is very simple. I want a new customer. I'm trying to sell you something. But for the customer to engage, it has to be an event that resonates with them, that's compelling for them to do business with you now. So what is that? Well, let's be clear, COVID-19 is not a compelling event. It is a catalyst for a whole raft of events. Compelling event, people working from home. What does that do to your IT stack? What about your insurance? What about other elements of your employment policy? How are you organized there? Or maybe someone who runs a premise and they can't now trade from that premise. What are they going to do to continue the business? Customers who need to go and see customers all the time, how are they going to do it? But compelling events can be other things, regulatory changes. Perhaps one of my partners, my competitors, has changed significantly. Perhaps the person I'm trying to call, one of their major competitors, has changed significantly recently. But whatever it is, it's a compelling event. It's an event that means that they want to talk to you about doing business now, today. Not next year, but right now. So the first thing we need to do is take our customer list or potential customer list and segment it. But segment it by a compelling event. We work with a script. So we build the script back from the compelling event. What is the event that makes that customer want to deal with you now? And we segment them that way. Now, there may be some slight variation when we call them based on the customer's size, geography, etc. But fundamentally, we're building a script around an event. I like to preempt my calls, my cold calls, with an email to the customer, potential customer. And the reason I do that is because then when they get the call from me, they're expecting the call. They know what it's about. The email is just a very simple, very short paragraph explaining why I'm going to call them. I don't set a specific date or time because my diary changes, theirs changes. But I say to them something along the lines of, I will call you early next week, or I will call you later in the week. Then when they get the call from me, they are expecting it and they know the conversation we're going to have. But it helps also if you know the role of the person you're talking to. I don't mean job title, I mean the role. Now, sometimes this isn't always easy to understand, but what is their sphere of influence within the company? What is their capability? What is their decision-making power? And what is the decision-making process? For larger, complex sales, this is actually vital. For smaller sales, less so. But it does help position the conversation. And you need, before you make the call, before you write the script, you need your plan B scripts. So what are your plan B scripts? Well, there are two things. First of all, when you get a voicemail, and you surely will from time to time, what are you going to say in your voicemail message? You need multiple scripts so that you're not on the second voicemail, the third voicemail, the fourth voicemail to that customer, potential customer. You're not saying the same thing. But if you have a blocker, be polite, be respectful. Remember, they're only doing their job, just like you're only doing your job. Help them, educate them, make them better informed. If you make them more informed, they're more likely eventually to put you through. But not just put you through or connect you with the person you want to speak to, but in a way that actually adds advocacy. Or you need to talk to this chap because. So having organized ourselves, having structured who we're going to target, we now need a script. The script needs to be efficient. Their time is precious, your time is precious. It needs to be to get to the point. It needs to be focused on the objective. What is the objective? Is it a presentation? Is it a sale? Is it another call? Is it an introduction to someone else? Is it requested to bid for something? Be clear about the prize. Now, there's one thing I particularly don't enjoy, and the feedback tends to agree with me, and that is when I get a phone call, a cold call, and it's someone I've never spoken to, and they say, "How are you today?" or something along those lines. Really? I don't know you. You don't know anything about me. What do you care about my day? You know, it is not an icebreaker. In fact, studies have shown that it actually turns more people off than it does engage people. But you do need an icebreaker. Refer back to the email I mentioned, or perhaps, you know, something that, that is happening that is relevant to them at the time. But something that, that's non-threatening, but something that just breaks the ice. Now, the script you need to use needs to be clearly written and simple and focused to the point. Learn your script, but please don't learn it parrot fashion. It needs to flow freely, and you need to do it in a way that you listen to them and their comments and their noises, even if they say no, and work with them, but stick as best you can roughly to the script. Now, if you're not confident at cold calling, print the script off, blue tack it to a wall, do the call standing up. It's you'll be a lot more confident that way. If you get a no, do not expect that to mean no. If they say no, not right now, take the word no out. It just means not right now. If they say no, we can't afford it, what they're not saying is no. What they're saying is we're interested, but we can't afford it. So learn to deal with no's. Now, very often, no doesn't mean a no in this instance. Learn to work through the no's. Challenge them back. Push back against their objections and try and understand what the real reason for their objection is. If you keep getting no's, then schedule a follow-up call, perhaps in 6 months' time or towards the end of the year. Now, do it in a way that doesn't give them a chance to say no. You know, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate you're very, very busy. And look, I accept what you say. What I'll do is I'll schedule something in the diary to call you back in 6 months. But thank you very much for your time. I will send you an email just to confirm this. And then hang up. It's as simple as that. I mentioned plan B, but also have a focus on your next steps. Now, if you get that rejection and it is 6 months, do send them an email. Send them an email that says if they want to contact you beforehand, they can. If you get multiple voicemails, make sure you have different scripts for each voicemail. When you've made the call, update your CRM or spreadsheet or whatever it is you use so that you have all the touch points listed, so you know when you try to speak to them. Tend not to give up until at least 7 or 8 attempts, and that can be an email, a call, a text. 7 or 8 attempts. Do not give up after 2, 3, or 4. And the other thing is, you know, be consistent in your messaging. Okay, be positive as well. I've said about the call should have a focus on the eye on the prize. But the other thing is you need to look at your environment as well. If you don't want to be distracted, I use headphones. If you want to be more positive, stand up. Turn off your voicemail. Turn off your telephone. Turn off your laptop so that you do not get distractions. And then when you're ready to go, swig of water and away you go. It's as simple as that. Pause between each call. Have a rest, and I don't mean procrastinate. Just a 2-minute sort of break, update your CRM, and then you're ready to go again. If you're doing this for the first time, set an hour or so, no more than that, to do. You know, once a week, twice a week. But more importantly than all of this good stuff is make sure you're enjoying it, because if you enjoy it, it comes through. Now, the outcome of your call determines the next steps. It could be an email, it could be a follow-up, it could be referring you to someone else. And you are only as good as your follow-up, so be sure to follow up. If you want to keep score, that's great. I know people that do keep score. And if you've got 20 no's, that's okay. Because, you know, it's only a matter of time before you get a yes. And it could be 25 no's to a yes this time. But by the end of next month, it could be 12 no's to a yes. You will improve over time. You will get better. Now, if you want some help, if you want some advice, if you want to run some scripts past me, if you want to try cold calling me, by all means do. You have my phone number. You have my email address. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you very much.